Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 14:31, Johannesburg 13:30 en Mbombela 15:35.
Op die paaie, daar was 'n ongeluk in Alberton op die N12 oos by die Elandswisselaar wat die verkeer daar ontwrig en die verkeer is hewig opgehoop in die Crown en Sentraal Johannesburg, so daar kan jy baie stadige verkeer verwag.
To a man with your sport headlines, Rossi Erasmus confident in squad depth and releases players for URC openers and Real Madrid's Mbappe suffers a thigh injury before Atletico Derby.
Ons begin in Midrand, waar gisteraand se brand by Broadwalk Urban Village sowat 130 wooneenhede in puin gelaat het.
EMS search and rescue team has recovered the body of a female submerged under rubble and roof material that collapsed yesterday evening. The body has been identified.
Dit was die woordvoerder vir Johannesburg se nooddienste, Tolile Kumalo, en sy sê die oorsaak van die brand word steeds ondersoek. Intussen sê die minister van basiese onderwys, Siwe Gwagube, dat verskeie provinsies dit toenemend moeilik gaan vind om hulle huidige poste en skoolprogramme oor die volgende 2-3 jaar te behou. Sy het die media vanoggend in Pretoria toegespreek oor die impak van begrotingsbesnoeiings in die bedryf.
For the 2025-2026 year, 4 provincial departments will battle to cover their budgets. For the 2026-2027 financial year, 5 provinces will battle. For 2027 and 2028, 7 provinces will be unable to afford their budget.
Nou die aksie begin reeds instroom, hier is FETSA se bestuurshoof Jaco Dieken.
Met minder opvoeders sal skole eenvoudig gedwing moet word om die vakke wat aangebied word te verminder of van die ander kant om klasgroottes te vergroot. Nou skole waar skoolgeld gehef word, kan die beheerliggame by komende opvoeders aanstel, maar dit sal veroorsaak dat skoolfooie bo die inflasiekoers gaan verhoog.
En die oorblyfsels van 49 vryheidsstryders teen apartheid word vandag in die land terugverwag. Adjunkt-president Paul Mashatile sê boonop dis nie die laaste keer dat so iets gaan gebeur nie.
This is just the beginning of bringing these heroes back home who fell on different grounds of other countries. During the liberation struggle, I'm told that there could be as many as 1,000 comrades who fell during the liberation struggle.
Die woordvoerder vir die departement van verdediging en militêre veterane, Onika Kwakwa, sing dieselfde deentjie.
Now we are repatriating 49, but in the next 3 years we are going to repatriate more because we have got over 1,000 of our fallen heroes and heroes lying in many countries, both in Africa and outside of the continent.
En terwyl president Cyril Ramaphosa wêreldleiers by die G20-beraad toespreek, het die Taliban in Afghanistan laat weet dat hulle wil deel vorm van BRICS. Die ekonomiese groepering sluit Suid-Afrika, Rusland, India, China en Brasilië in. Meer hieroor op jackrandfm.com, klik op nuus. Ek is Marlene Fischer, top story this hour. Johannesburg EMS confirmed that the body of a woman has been found after the Broadwalk fire yesterday night.
Capitec's new print and pro smart card machines offer ultra-low fees, 60% less commission than most competitors. We also process payments 3 times faster with free next-day settlements 7 days a week. From 1 September to 30 November, you can get the pro for just 499 Rand or the print for 999 Rand. Order it online, delivered for free in days and no contract or lock-in. Visit capitecbank.co.za/business or your nearest branch now.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.